Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. You know, when something is important, little by little, the devil tries to steal that tool out of the hands of Christians so that the Christian would not be as successful in life. And my good friend, Rabbi Jonathan Bernis, because of all the years he spent counseling people and seeing the validity of confessing the Hebrew scriptures, especially in the realm of healing, he's come out with a brand new system that lets someone that doesn't even understand Hebrew, cannot even read Hebrew, confess it, the promises of healing in that ancient language that Jesus used. Explain that, Jonathan.
Well, Sid, I can't take credit for it. I wish I could. But the method that I employ is a method that was developed by the Jewish community when they came to America at the end of the 19th and beginning of the 20th century. Before that time, the Jews of Europe spoke fluent Hebrew, and they had also Yiddish, which is a combination of German and Hebrew. But they prayed in Hebrew. And when they came to America, they started to lose the Hebrew language. But they would go to synagogue and they would have to pray the Hebrew prayer. So a system, a method was developed called transliteration. And that's the method that I've employed, which allows Christians now to be able to confess the scriptures on healing without knowing any Hebrew, without any study, without any education, something that would take maybe 10 years of study. You can open the book, put on the CD, and immediately can start to confess healing scriptures in the native Hebrew language. And the CD actually has the scriptures being confessed by a native Hebrew speaker, a Sabra. And so in a very short time, you're confessing these healing scriptures in the original Hebrew language. And the reason that I did this workbook, Sid, is one, because I believe in the power of confession. And God really used you to bring me into this understanding of the power of confession. It's all related to faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. How do you get faith? By hearing the word of God, which comes through confession. And secondly, the power of the Hebrew language, which I believe is a last day's restoration. In fact, the Bible tells us that the Hebrew language was going to be restored as a prophetic sign to the Jewish people, and I believe it's for Christians as well.
Well, Zephaniah 3:9 says, in the last days, a pure language will be restored. It's obviously talking about Hebrew, and it's talking about the supernatural land of Israel, the nation that would be formed supernaturally by God in a day. But they had to have a language, and Zephaniah says a pure language would
be
restored.
Let me read the text. It's amazing. Zephaniah 3:9, for then I will turn to the people, return to the people, a pure language that they may call upon the name of the Lord. Don't miss that. Call upon the name of the Lord to serve with one consent. That word that's translated pure also can be translated chosen. This is a language chosen by God, just as a people were chosen by God, just as a land was chosen by God, a language was chosen by God. And said something else, another way to translate pure is shining, shining. You know what we think of when we think of shine? Glory. Glory in Hebrew, Shekhinah, the weight of God, the glory of God. I believe there's a shining, a glory on the Hebrew language.
When I go into Messianic Jewish synagogues, and I hear these promises in Hebrew, there really is a special presence of God on this. Obviously, there's a special presence of God in the Word of God in any language. I wonder why it is so. Maybe it is that glowing that you're talking about.
I believe
shining that you're talking
about. And Sid, when you hear the Aaronic benediction being sung by Paul Wilbur, for example. I don't know if you still end your show with Paul doing the Aaronic benediction.
No,
Paul Wilbur.
I sing it now.
You sing it now.
No,
well,
I'm
praise God for
you.
That. But got to be glory in it then. But there's something it grabs my spirit. There is something about me. I don't think it's just because I was brought up Jewish, but there's something about the Hebrew language being confessed, and particularly when it's calling upon the name of the Lord. And that's what I do. I take the scriptures that call upon the name of the Lord.
I have to tell you this. I went to my staff when they reviewed your brand new book in CD, and I was amazed at the staff members that do not speak Hebrew. I wasn't amazed about that, but loved the idea of confessing the promises of God in that supernatural language, Hebrew.
Well, Sid, God reveals himself in Hebrew. God reveals his character. God reveals his very nature through numerous Hebrew names in Scripture. When we dig into these Hebrew names, we gain insight. We gain revelation into who God is. We gain revelation into what he's provided for us and the benefits that are available to us. Take, for example, the name of the workbook, Jehovah Rofecha, which is the correct name for God our healer, not Jehovah Rapha, but Jehovah Rapha. And in that
now,
word—
Now, we never hear it pronounced that way. We hear Rapha.
Yeah, but—
Rapha.
But if you look at the text, it's Rofecha, and I use the correct Hebrew. But that's the nature of God, the nature of God, his very nature, not only a benefit to us, and we're told, forget not all his benefits, who heals all of our diseases, but the very nature of God is health and wholeness in healing. And he reveals that truth in the Hebrew language.
You know, I was fascinated when several years ago I interviewed a Messianic Jewish concert pianist by the name of Alyosha Rubinov. And he brought to my attention that in 1967, a Swiss scientist by the name of Hans Jenny discovered how to actually make the human voice visible, and he did this by having sand and then having it vibrate from the sound on a metal sheet, and he called it a tonoscope. And in response to the sounds, the sand would form a geometric type of patterns. And what he found out was that when he did it with modern languages, it didn't make beautiful geometric patterns, the sound. But when he did it in Hebrew, it made the most beautiful shapes. There's something beyond what I understand and you understand that God picked Hebrew.
I think so too. Sid, let me ask you a question. We're created in the image of God, right?
Right.
Scripture says we're created.
Sure.
Did you ever think about what that means? What does it mean that we're created, humans are created in the image of God? Do we look like God? Is that what it means?
I've always felt God is a spirit. So our spirit is created in the image of God.
Well, I think there's a number of answers, but let me give you one thing that I'm sure of. What separates us from the rest of the animal kingdom? And the answer is articulate speech. How did God create man? How did God create the universe, the earth for that matter, light, darkness, water, dry land? He created by speaking forth. The articulate speech is a creative force, Sid. And that's what I think you're talking about with the Hebrew. It was actually a creative force. I'm amazed by that story, by the way. I've never heard that before. But we're talking about harnessing a creative force, and there's something about the Hebrew. I mean, God responds to any language. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. When we speak forth the word of God in English or any language, for that matter, God hears. But something about the creative force of the Hebrew language, I'm convinced that this is true.
Now, tell me what difference it's made in your life by confessing God's word.
Well, in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, it says this, and it's in connection with salvation, that if we believe in our heart that God raised Yeshua from the dead, that he is Lord, we confess this with the mouth, we shall be saved. And then verse 10 says, for with the heart man believes, and with the mouth confession is made unto. Here's the principle, that faith dwells in the heart, in the spirit. See, when I prayed to receive the Lord said 31 years ago, and you know the story, I didn't believe what I was praying. I was pressured into praying a prayer. And my mind kept said, no, 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 it's not true. And I went home and said, forget all this. But something in my that was built in my heart from those meetings as a teenager in young life, hearing about Jesus, was a seed planted in my heart. And when I was kind of pushed into confessing a prayer of salvation, something changed. How do I know? Because I woke up the next day and I had this new desire that I'd never had before to read the Bible. And that began the process of my life changing. Well, Sid, here's the thing. The faith was built in my heart without me even knowing it, and the confession released that. I call this the heart-mouth relationship.
I'll tell you what. I want you to talk a little fuller on that on tomorrow's broadcast, but I want you to explain these amazing tools, this workbook and this CD called Confessing the Hebrew Scriptures.
Okay, very simply, I've started with Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who is our health, our healer, and I've taken all of those scriptures that we find in God's Word, promising health, healing, wholeness, restoration of spirit, soul, and body, and I've actually printed them out in the Hebrew, not readable to most, and then I use a method, Sid, that I'd like to take credit for, but I can't. It was developed by our Jewish forefathers when they came to America, and Hebrew began to disappear, but they had to create a way for Jews to recite the Hebrew prayers without knowing Hebrew, and it's a method called transliteration. And then the English, so you can confess it in English as well, beautiful pictures around it and so on. And then a CD where a native Hebrew speaker, a Sabra, is pronouncing these verses correctly with beautiful music behind it. And it actually allows you to confess the scriptures, the healing scriptures, in the Hebrew language with the correct pronunciation and accents without any study, without any preparation, without any education, and right away you're confessing the Hebrew scriptures, and it's going into the ear and eventually into the spirit where it's going to release life.
You know what I love, and that is not getting sick in the first place, to have to believe
Amen.
To be healed. What about having planted the Hebrew scriptures on healing into your heart at this point in history, and no weapon formed against you can prosper? We're making this beautiful workbook and CD called Confessing the Hebrew Scriptures. It's a high-quality book on glossy paper. You'd be proud to put it on a coffee table, available for a gift of $35. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.